Hello.
Hello. Hey, Mr. Howard.
Yes.
Hey, Mr. Howard, how are you doing today?
Okay.
This is Joe Wilson. Do you remember?
Yes.
All right, okay. Well, just wanted to confirm, you have your website and it's running perfectly fine. All right, and you will be getting a monthly report by the end of this month for how many users came onto the website and how many clicks were there and stuff like that, okay?
All right.
All right. So you have a better
Sure.
idea of how many people were coming onto the website and how many got interacted and how many filled in the form. Did you get any kind of forms?
Any what, Joe?
Any kind of forms or any kind of information regarding any client or any kind of
No.
calls?
No.
Oh, okay. That might be in the pipeline then. All right. Okay. Well, we did receive. We did. Got some of the interactions on the website. All right. Like a lot of clients were coming on to it, and they were just getting knowledge about what this business is about. All right. And we were not able to go ahead and have a chat with them. All right. But there was some kind of activity going on the website, and still it is. All right. So you'll be getting
Okay.
an email by the end of this month. All right, and tell me about how was your month? How's the business going on so far?
Oh, yeah, it's been okay.
So are you getting any kind of sales through yourself or the wholesale or anything like that?
Just working on getting equipment completed out of the shop, ready to sell right now.
So everything is going good, correct?
Well, I'm not sure about everything in the whole economy, but
No, but particularly yourself, sir.
yeah, I'm okay
Well, I
for
wish.
now, but I don't know what's going to happen in the future. So.
Well, I wish I could just go ahead and create a functionality for you where you can communicate with a person who is on the website for you. Wouldn't that be a good thing for you? So are you?
I would say in my situation with the way my business is, probably not. As long as they have contact information to get a hold of me, if they have interest, they're going to go get a hold of me anyhow. So I don't think it needs to have anything like what you're referring to, Joe.
Yeah, and the phone number on the website that is 440-645-7970, correct?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, I can see that a lot of people were on the contact us page as well. They might be sending you an email. They might be sending you on your PO box or anything like that. All right, there's always good things coming. All right, and I suppose that everything is perfectly fine. Everybody's coming on through Google. Some came on through Bing. All right, everything I think it's pretty good. It's going good, and I can see you have Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube icons over there. So are you managing it by yourself?
I
Hello?
didn't quite understand all that you said there. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. That's okay. You don't have to say sorry. But I was saying that I can see that you have Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube icons on the website. So are you managing it all by yourself?
Sure.
Are you managing it? Okay, so how's it going for you?
Well, to be truthful, I don't spend much time on it because I'm just letting it, take care of itself, actually. So, like I said originally, it is there mainly for people to get information on my product and give them a way to contact me.
So how will they
That's.
know about your product if you're not showcasing it on social media? Do you
That's
get it?
something I'm not very familiar with. I'm not sure whether there's many loggers that are on social media that are
Of
searching for
course.
machinery like I have for sale and put me out to build for
Well,
them. So
that
I would
machinery.
say there's lots of other businesses that that would probably work just fine for, but I don't think that would amount to too much. you know, for my business. That's why I haven't pursued that. And,
well, to be really honest, I did some of research because I am a business guide and a business analyst. So that's my job. That's what I do. All right. Like, if I was about to buy this product, I would surely go ahead and search you on social media to check on what kind of products and what kind of trucks there are, what kind of machinery that is, all right, so I can have a better picture, and then I can get in contact with you and buy it, all right? I think that was the reason a lot of people were coming onto your social media but then left. Oh, okay. They came onto the website, they went on your social media, they didn't see anything, and they left. All right. That was a confusion in our mind. I was like, what is going on? Where is everyone? A lot of people came onto the website, but they went onto the social media, they clicked over it, and then they went away. Why did they do that? So that is the reason I asked you specifically, like, hey, are you managing it by yourself? Because they clicked on it, and then they went away. So are you posting anything on for your social media or no?
No.
All right, so you haven't? Oh, that might be the flaw over here. All right, oh, thank God I asked you about it. Because if I haven't asked you, I would have been gone crazy by now. I'd have been like, what? Where is everybody going? Because my teammates and I are putting a really good effort into this to go ahead and make this business go skyrocket. But we were just confused, like, hey, where is everybody going? Like, 65% of your people who came onto the website went onto your social media icons. That was the reason I asked you, like, hey, who is doing that? And for how long have you been doing that for?
What?
The social media. How long have you been taking care of it by yourself?
Always? Yeah.
And you haven't posted anything on the social media as well?
No.
Oh. Well, don't you think it's a drawback for you and for your website and for your business that is showcasing a negative sign? That this business and this website is not working. It is giving it that image to people, like, hey, yeah, this business or this image is not active. So that might be the reason when people come onto your social media, they don't see anything over there, because seeing is believing. So they're not seeing it over there, and the website is not telling them anything. It's just a website. Right, it's not telling anything, or it's not showcasing any of that kind of a thing that social media does. All right, so that might be the reason, all right, you're not getting any kind of calls or anything like that, because everybody's thinking that this is a dead, you can say, a business. So that was the reason. I have to let my team know about this. All right. And you didn't ask for, when you were signed up, you didn't ask for any kind of social media help?
Well, I remember being told that, you know, it'll get put onto Facebook and, you know, a bunch of other social media, so.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, or anything like that, right? Because social media is the one that drives. Social media is the driver for the business. Because even if you want to go ahead and buy something, you will always go ahead and search for it. And if you're not going to go ahead and see any kind of reviews or anything like that, of course you're not going to go ahead and do business with that particular thing, correct? Because you will see that this is a dead thing, that why would I waste my money over it? So that might be the reason a lot of people are thinking that this is a dead project, so that is the reason they're not working. Okay. All right, okay. Well, everything else is perfectly fine. They're working perfectly fine, but it's not creating any kind of revenue for you or anything like that. Not anyone kind of a sale. So, of course, it's not good for you. Is it?
No, but I can't stand a huge amount of sales anyhow because I'm not big enough to handle it. I'm not a big corporation.
Oh, well, it's not coming up like even one sale. Well, it's not coming up for even one sale. Even one or two sale would get you in profit, right? Because that is a big machinery that you build yourself.
Right.
All right? Even one or two sale will get you up. Isn't that right?
Well, of course it's helpful, yes.
And with a team, all right, I have been very clear and very transparent with you, all right, just to go ahead and make sure that you are getting business. And we were having a big loophole that I was not even aware of. And I was not even told that you were not having any kind of social media or anything like that. So that might be the reason a lot of people are not able to see or view what machinery is this about. And we were doing everything, all right, to go ahead and make sure that the website is getting traffic. The website is getting traffic through SEO, but they're not seeing anything. It's just showcasing it, but what do you think? Am I making sense over here?
Well, yeah, somewhat, but I'm of the opinion that I don't know how big and how fast I want this to grow, even though it needs to move forward. I think you're thinking on grander terms than what I would be able to handle on this end.
Well, I'm thinking on a basic terms only, like even one or two sales every 2 months or 1 month. How much time does it take to build that machine? 1 month?
Yeah, about 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
That would be a basic thing. Like if you're getting even one sale per month for 3 months, then it's a good thing for you. And how much do you sell it for?
It depends on the model and what kind of.
Like if I'm going on just a basic one, how much is it?
$180,000.
How much?
$180,000.
Even if one sale comes in, it's good for you for 6 months straight, isn't it? What do you think?
It's helpful. I can't dispute that.
It is good, right? And we're doing everything for you, and we had a loophole that we were not even aware of. All of that effort that I was putting in just to go ahead and make sure, and I was going crazy for 4 days, like people are coming onto the website, but they're not putting that kind of an activity that we're looking for because they were not able to see what kind of a thing and what kind of progress this business is making. And they were not aware like what kind of because they were not able to see any kind of changes, improvisation, or anything like that. Or they were not able to find you over social media. So that might be the reason they're not going forward with your business. Of course. Do I make sense
for
the basic thing?
What are you suggesting then, Joe?
Well, you want this business to grow. Tell me a good answer. Yes, right? Because you have put in a lot of things into it. Your time, of course, because time is very important. It doesn't come back. And I have put in my time as well into it. So we're both putting in our time, our efforts, and our energy and our money into it, but we're not getting any kind of result because of one loophole that is left. And I wasn't even aware of, unless I would have just suggested you that before I even had a conversation with you. I would be like, hey, Howard, we have to go ahead and do it because that is the only thing that is left. All right. Other than that, we're doing everything. All right. And we are getting traffic onto the website, but they're not able to see anything. So if you put that yourself into their shoes, you will not even go ahead and do business with that as well because you're not able to see what kind of progress or what kind of thing this business is doing. and how active this business is. They might be thinking like, hey, if I give this business a call and they would not respond, so that is loss of my time. So I better go on to somewhere else. A lot of people might be doing business and you're not. So,
I am getting plenty of calls. There's no question about that. I have orders for the next 4 months ahead of me. So, and the amount of calls that I've had, I'm sure that I'll get more orders as time moves on. So that's why I'm not too sure whether there's more that I should be doing like you're suggesting, because, you know, my business doesn't move quite as fast probably as most businesses that you are used to dealing with, is my guess.
No, of course not. Well,
but
that's what I'm suggesting today. That if you're not showcasing anyone, like, hey, this is the project that we did, this is the machine that we built, and this is in progress, and this is coming up, this is the one that we're building, and now this is the part that's coming up, and stuff like that, over your social media, all right, then, of course, you will be, your Enviromax LLC will be renowned, all right, and you might get one another project, or because this machinery, all right, it's going to take a lot of prospecting, all right? A lot of people won't buy it at that specific time. They will do prospecting. They will go ahead and follow-ups. They will go ahead and keep on getting in contact with you and learning about the machine, and then they will go ahead and buy it off you, all right? They're not going to go ahead and buy it.
That's always the case, no matter whether it's something that was generated, you know, by your means off the website, or whether it's just matter of word of mouth, like which almost all of my business is. So.
Well, my suggestion right now is do everything basic. This is a loophole that we're looking at. And that is, the only thing that was left. So that is the reason for my call to you after 2 months. I talked to you like 2 months ago?
Yeah.
All right, and that is, after 2 months of hard work, this is what I have came up with. And I was not even aware of it. And you know how much things and effort I have put into it? I was working on even Saturdays to get this, to get Enviromax LLC up and running, and I wasn't aware of that. I just got to know about it after I got a call with you, and I asked specifically, dude, like, hey, who's doing your social media? And he told me, like, hey, no one. Of course, I do it, but I'm not. I was just searching it on my phone, and I'm not able to find it over Facebook or. You're not on Instagram, are you?
No.
Mm-hmm. So, am I making any kind of sense over here?
Well, yeah, as far as you're concerned, I need to get more information out there to social media.
That is crucial. That is important. All right, it's not something that, even if I go ahead and do business, of course, I will first go ahead onto social media to create my brand awareness. Like, what is this business about? And, like, what does this business do? Of course. You're doing everything, but you left out on a good loophole. So that's what my suggestion was, and that's what I was concerned of. Because even my team is putting
it there. What does it take to plug the loophole and make this happen, what you're talking of, Joe?
Well, I would suggest, all right, you let my team go ahead and take care of the social media as they're taking care of all of the things. All right, I can tell you that, to be really honest, if I'm going to go ahead and tell them, like, hey, guys, do you know what we were missing on the social media? We were getting the traffic on the website, but there was nothing to show over there, so that is the reason a lot of people were just hanging out on us. And they'd be like, oh, man. So my suggestion over here is just to go ahead and start with everything basic, all right? Even if you would have told me about it before, I would have always told you about everything basic because this is just a start and you're getting called and everything else, but they're not able to see anything on social media, so that is the reason they're just going on follow-up. Instead, they might have been like, hey, I saw this on your social media, and I'm really interested in that machine. So how much would it take to go ahead and create the machine, or how many months does it take to go ahead and create that machine? And how much will it cost to go ahead and create that machine? And what resources will be required, and when can we meet for a meeting physically? All right? That's what a good prospecting is. That's what I would say that is a good kind of a conversation you would like to have as well. And that's pretty honest. So, that's pretty straightforward.
So I'm sure this all comes with a price tag, right?
Well, that is...
In order to put this on social media that you're referring to?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Well,
Why was I told by you and your group that I was going to be on social media after the website was up?
Well, the social media, I suppose that you're talking about the social media pages and not the management itself, correct?
I don't know. This stuff is so foreign to me, it's hard for me to understand a lot of it, Joe. So I don't live with this stuff every day like you do.
Of course. Well, that is the reason for me being...
My life is a lot different than what maybe you imagine. I deal with farmers and loggers and fellows that are not too highly educated, and they know they need a good piece of equipment, and they know where to go get it. So they call
and you're the
and
person,
build it for
and you're
them.
The person who provides it to them, right? Because you are their source, all right? And that's the same thing that I am your source. I go ahead and get you everything that you need, correct? That's the cycle. That's what we're working at. And are you making a machine nowadays or no?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You have a client?
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. That
I have two.
You have two? You're making two machines?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? Making yourself busy and getting...
That's why I'm not sure how much I need what you're trying to sell to me.
Well... It's not about
if I'm staying if I'm staying that busy and you know got that far ahead, do I really need to invest more money in what you're referring to? At this point I don't think so. When I get to the point where my back is against the wall and nothing is happening and you still say that I need to go on to social media, maybe at that point, yes.
Well, of course, as you stated that you're not familiar with these things, right? Because you deal with the farmers and their requirements, correct? And I know because I deal with these things every day. I know how Digital Zone works. I know how Google works. I know how social media's rankings thing. I know how about the well awareness. I know about the reviews and things like that, all right? So everybody has their own profession. Like you do have a profession that you deal with all of the farmers. You create machine. I cannot create that machine. I cannot, not even like 1%. I will not even know where the bolt goes, or the screwdriver goes, or anything like
that.
That's
how I feel about your business. That's how much I
of
know
course,
about it. So.
Of course, and if I need it, all right, if that's what I want, of course, and if that's what I'm missing on, if I have a whole farm and it needs that machine, of course, I will come to you and I will get it from you. I'd be like, okay, I will be needing it. I do have farmers and everything like that, but I don't have the machine. I need it. All right? That's the kind of a thing that a website requires. You have that website. It's not showcasing anything. It's just a simple website. All right? That is getting a lot of traffic, all right, but the traffic is not responding. All right? If the traffic is not responding, that means that we're lacking somewhere. And if we're lacking somewhere, of course, it is coming up to a point that we need to go ahead and cover that lack. And if we're not going to go ahead and cover that lack, then it means that we will go ahead and, you know, go nowhere. We're just going to be...
Well, if it's not working, why am I getting phone calls and receiving orders? That's what
well,
I don't
that
understand.
Because,
and you're wanting to sell me something else that I don't know that I need at this time.
Well, I am not selling you this. All right, that was Loophole that we were trying to think of it. All right, before I even got on the call with you. All right, my team was like, hey, where's everybody going when they click on the social media links, and where are people going over? All right, I told you that a lot of people do come onto the contact us page. All right, they might be noting down your email, they might be noting down your PO box, they might be noting down anything. All right, we're not sure. All right, because it doesn't show that kind of rating over there. All right, because Google Analytics shows that. All right, but if social media is the most important thing, I was not aware of it before that you do even do that, social media or no. All right, and we were just thinking like, hey, what is up with this? All right, why aren't we getting that kind of a response that we're supposed to be? All right, that is the reason for my call after a 2 month, all right, of analytics, of discovery, of things like that. Like, hey, oh, okay, I got on the call with you. I asked the first thing, like, hey, who's doing your social media? Because I had a doubt. Like, hey, that might be the reason that we're losing a lot of our potential customers that might be interested in working with him, all right, but they're not. Because I'm not sure why, but then I got a call with you. I was like, okay, well, hey, who's doing the social media? You were like, no one. And I was like, okay, well, do you post anything on social media? He said, no. All right, so if they're not seeing what kind of progress they're making, of course, you know, it's letting us down and the work that we're doing. All right, it's wasting of time. But it is because of the traffic that you're getting. A lot of people might be giving you a call, all right? I'm not sure. But how many people are giving you a call and how many clicks I get, you'll get it in the next month of the service, all right, next month of things. But my suggestion for you to – you have started with everything on every platform on a basic thing. And but why not social media? I think you were not told in that kind of a depth detail about it, like I'm telling you right now. Were you?
No.
No, right? Because that is the thing that I go ahead and take care of it for you. All right? Because your project got on me. All right? It was told to me, like, hey, yes, hey, this is the guy, Howard, who's going to go ahead and take care of it for you. So that was my suggestion over to you, sir. You will not be getting that kind of an awareness, that kind of a result. All right, like you're thinking, like, hey, if I'm gonna go ahead and get a lot of water, how am I gonna go ahead and cope up with it? All right, and I might lose it. All right, so I do not want to lose it. I do not want to go ahead and lose any kind of capable or any kind of potential client of mine. All right, that is just for the awareness, like what are the things going on into the website and what is up with this business. That's it. If they want to have any kind of query, of course, we will just go ahead and let you know, like, hey, of course, you can just go ahead and get in contact with the owner, and he'll let you know what kind of time frame, what kind of things, and when can he go ahead and continue, or when he can go ahead and give you a time frame, like, hey, what time we can initiate with your project. That's how it works.
That's how it's working right now for me.
Well, that's how it is working on for the social media. Because that is a loophole that we need to cover. And that is very important for you. Not for me. I do not have any kind of issues if you're not having that. But, of course, it is important for your business. And because it's not showing anything, of course, a lot of people might have doubts on that. But if you're getting one or two customers, well, it's good for you. All right? But that customers will not last forever. They will just go ahead and take that machine and will go away. What if you don't get it another month? What if you're not getting any kind of follow-up? What if you're not getting any kind of trust built for those customers that you need? You'll be like, okay, well, hey, I saw search for you on social media, all right, but I was not able to find anything over there. So, yeah, what's up with that? Do you get it?
Well, yeah, but, you know, so far this just has not been an issue to me because everything, like I told you before, that I've done, it's all word of mouth, and my reputation is what sells these things, and I'm not in a position right now to take on so many orders that I could never complete them, because that's bad for my business, too. So
it's not going to go ahead and bring any kind of more orders as of now. All right, because it's just a basic thing that we go ahead and create the pages. All right, it's just for your brand awareness, not to go ahead and bring you any kind of sales, because there will not be any kind of ads running over there or no. It's just a management.
I must have enough brand awareness right now for the number of phone calls that I get and the interest that is generated.
Because of the SEO that's running around. All right, not because of the brand awareness, of course.
I have other advertisements besides what's on the website also.
On where exactly?
Business Trade Magazine.
And you have it over there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, of course, I had one more question regarding that. Did you sign up with any of our website maintenance plans or no?
What? Say it again.
A website maintenance plan with any of our any of my team members or follow-ups like that or no?
No, I was told that the money that I paid, it was guaranteed that all of my maintenance would all be covered for 5 years, all the updates and everything.
I got it. I got it right in front of me.
Yeah.
All righty, I got it. Okay. Well, I just wanted to inform you about that. All right. So I have everything just clear. All right. I just wanted to be transparent with it because that's how I am and that's how I like to be with my client.
Right. Listen, I'll take all this under advisement, Joe, and I will not just forget about it, and I will pay attention and think about this if things start to look like all of a sudden business is dead and dying and not going to go anyplace. You're probably going to hear from me again to say, let's go ahead with this. But for the time being, I got to say no, just for the way the nature of the business is currently.
Of course. Well, that is not a problem, all right? Okay, I will review the website one more time, and I will let you know on the update by tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, do take care of yourself, all right? It was really nice talking with you after a long time.
Okay, Joe.
All right, well, take care. Bye.
Yeah, bye.